focus on mine where you've got the highest of standards. But in a week when, I guess, Carlton's role on Friday nights was questioned, do you think you've had plenty of positives at the front to demonstrate you're on the right track?
Yeah, I feel we're on the right track, Tom. I've said that all along. We're right in the game, particularly even into the third quarter. Some set shots really hurt us that quarter. I think we kicked 4 points in the third when the game was right on, and at that point of the game we had enough inside 50s. But they kicked 5 goals, 3 in that quarter. It was some of our turnovers with ball in hand, and then some defensive 50 stoppage goals against in that third quarter. There were some free kicks, and they scored 3 goals from defensive 50 stoppage. So there's a little bit to learn from that, but we're in the fight for most of the game.
Your structures in the first half clearly worked, in particular Jones' intercept marking. I guess that was nullified partly in the second half, but you must have been impressed by that first half.
Yeah, I thought Jones was terrific. You know, he intercepted the ball well. They held up most of the time, and I think the last few weeks he's built some consistency. It's good to see that Jack Silvani showed a bit today, kicked a couple of goals, led up well, played a little bit of mid forward. As I said earlier in the week, with Weeders, Harry Mackay, Jack, Charlie, all those guys, they're in their third year, and from time to time the VFL will be required, and it's just good to see some growth there, and particularly from Jack. I thought his first half in particular was a real positive.
You just mentioned Jack Bolts. Do you think he's starting to evolve now into a player? Like, he's getting used to the feel of AFL football now?
Yeah, I think so. But listen, one game. But I sort of used the analogy at the presser on Thursday. That, you know, when young kids learn to walk, I think about my little fella Ned, you know. When they learn to walk and they fall over, it's really easy to encourage and pick them up because they're a youngster. And we just got to realise sometimes in AFL football with the scrutiny, and that's part of it, I understand it. But it's important that we don't put ridiculous amount of pressure and expectation on guys that are growing. I just think there needs to be some balance in and around that. Like Paddy Dow and Fisher, those guys are doing really well playing midfield time, considering their age profile. I'm not saying that you don't hold to account at all, but I just think we can be balanced sometimes with that. We can expect a lot of guys early in their careers. It's never linear development. For some, it is, but not many.
Boss, how did you deal with Sydney's, or try to deal with Sydney's scoring from stoppages, particularly in the third quarter they got on top in that area? It looked like, particularly in their forward 50.
Yeah, it was the defensive 50 stoppage, as I've referenced before. We gave some free kicks away. We coughed the ball up there, and they scored on the back of those. They got the D50 stoppages from some of our exits on the way out. We just didn't use the ball well enough. So they get a turnover, go back in, and that was the result. We had 4 set shots at the other end that quarter and didn't execute. So really, there's the deficit, isn't it?
I'm mindful the style's evolving, but with that number of inside 50s, you're sort of conscious that from a flow perspective, it's going to be hard winning games sort of sub 40?
It's hard to state. If you execute the 4 goals, you're probably not asking that question that might have been game on. We'd like to move the ball with more fluency. It's a work in progress. But you've got to also appreciate they're pretty good side, Sydney. They put some serious pressure on themselves, and we're coming to terms with that as a group.
Just in terms of freeze M&D, magnificent initiative with all coaches being involved. As a Tasmanian, perhaps you might be well suited to the cooler conditions.
I'll be able to jump in the ice and not feel it, probably, Tom. I think it's a terrific initiative, and it's just a great example of the AFL community rallying behind Neil. All those with him, he calls it the beast. So it's trying to find a cure. It's trying to help those that are volunteering to support as well. And I think it's a great initiative, and we're all in behind it. And I know the coaches jumped at the opportunity once Neil asked. So it'll be a bit of fun. I'm not sure what I'm going to wear yet, Tom. I might have to stir up some of our blue bags to see what they want me to wear in terms of an outfit.
Clean course. John Longway said he's more of a wetsuit man, perhaps he's a speedo.
I haven't been in the gym for a while, Tom, so I'll probably be covered up as well. But it'll be a great time to have a laugh. And you know, it's just, he's just been an inspiration how he's been fighting Neil and raising so much money and awareness. So hopefully one, we can find some treatments and cures in time. He's inspired many.
Boss, what do you think of the work rate of Ed Curnow tonight? 7 tackles and kicked a goal.
Oh yeah, he's just, he's a workhorse, isn't he, Ed? And I think you've just referenced his tackle count. He's been leading that in the competition. And more importantly, Ed's been around AFL a little while. He's had to scrap and fight for his career, and that shows the way for some of our youngsters that you just got to dig in, and they're learning those habits now.